Talking with Michael Kelsey, Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association. I know the agricultural community, Michael, excited that we're seeing some movement this week on in the Senate on the Senate Bill 422. Details, of course, about the ag sales tax exemption as far as documentation. Tell me, right. You know, obviously the Senate has moved on this finally.
That's right. That's right. We're in the crunch time of the legislature. Here we are in the last really week, 5-6 days here is about all we have, depending upon what their meeting schedule is. So that can be pretty fluid, but it has just been instrumental, but vital that we move this. And so the Senate did that today. And Ron, you're right. I really want to emphasize this is a broad base coalition, Farm Bureau, AFR, all of the crop groups, cotton, wheat, all of the livestock groups, basically all the barnyard we have been in lockstep on this, and this has really been a good effort by us all to move this forward, and it's been an honor to be a part of this group. But you're absolutely right. 422 establishes kind of a standard process across all counties on qualifying for the ag sales tax exemption, either renewing it or getting a new permit, something that we vitally need at this point in time.
And, you know, with as you mentioned, we are at crunch time. I know the House has already approved their version of the new fiscal year budget. So that means we're getting just that much closer to sine die. Still to come is the vote in the House.
That's right. And that's absolutely correct. It's crunch time. So we are hopeful that we can get it up on the House floor the next day or two. We do have broad-based support on the House, so we anticipate moving forward. It was a unanimous vote in the Senate. And by the way, I should mention the reason it was a unanimous vote is because a good number of our organizations did a call to action for our members, including us, but I know Farm Bureau and AFR did as well as I'm sure might have missed, but a lot of organizations have been tied into this and a lot of producers have responded and called. And so that has been crucial. So thank you. If you made a call out there to your senator, now's the time to call your House member, your representative, and say, hey, 422 is headed your way. We really need you to move on this. Get this over to the governor's desk so we can get it across the finish line.
At this point, obviously, we get House and Senate approval. Does this take effect later this year, or is there an emergency on this?
That's a good question. That's a really good question. So this will go into effect pretty quick because there's a lot of cards that are due up in June. And so that's another reason we really need to get this moving so that renewal process that's coming up this year can be clarified and move forward. So all the more reason we need to get that done. That's a good question. I should have pointed that out earlier.
But we do have the emergency on there that it can take effect basically immediately.
It can go into effect pretty quick.
All righty. And, of course, Governor Sitt will be glad to sign it, I assume.
We've had all indications from his office. He's very supportive of the concept. Obviously, he's a great supporter of agriculture, so he certainly gets the issue, and I don't perceive any issues at all with the governor's office.
Thank you, Michael. Michael Kelsey, Executive Vice President of the Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association, talking about Senate Bill 422. On the Oklahoma Farm Report, I'm Ron Hayes.